Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today. It's going to be a great day. It's always going to be a great day because it's a state of mind. And if you think it's going to be great, it will. And so let's get going. All right, now today is episode number 320. The title of today's show is Dr. Kvitko Welcomes Dr. Larry Wallace, an oral surgeon who invented the Lorel One-Step Denture System, live from California, 200 miles south of San Francisco. All right, now we're going to bring Dr. Wallace on the show in just a second, but before we do, let me just mention that every show I've ever done is archived on www.dentallyspeaking.com as well as iTunes. All right? And also, if you want to follow me on Twitter, my handle is at Dr. Kvitko. And if you go to my office Facebook page, Dr. Kvitko and Associates, and like us, we'd appreciate that. Actually, we would like that. All right. Okay, so let me introduce Dr. Wallace. Dr. Wallace is a 1970 graduate of the University of Illinois College of Dentistry. He is a board-certified oral and maxillofacial surgeon. He practiced for 25 years in the Chicago area. And he relocated to California, Carmel Valley, about 200 miles south of San Francisco, in about 1995. So good for him, because he's not living in the weather that we're living right here in central Ohio. At that time, he became an insurance consultant. Dr. Wallace, hey, thank you so much for being on my show and for getting up so early.
Oh, you're welcome. Pleasure to be here.
I really appreciate it. Thank you. All right, now you have invented this thing called the Lorel One-Step Denture, and I'm pretty intrigued by it. I don't even know how I first learned about it, but it's pretty neat. Because what it is you can make a denture in about an hour, and it's not like a shortcut kind of a denture. I mean, it's the real deal. It's real acrylic. It's the kind of thing that lasts, right?
Yes, it is. It's made out of top-grade materials, and it's just a condensed technique so that it becomes very easy for the dentist to be able to make this for their patients with a minimum of time, about an hour, complete, start to finish, with no need for an outside laboratory.
That's pretty cool. And I'll have to say that when you said in an hour, my first thought was, okay, these are like cheap teeth or cheap plastic, or they're going to look crappy, or they're going to, you know, like, it just can't be. And the more we talked, I began to understand. And then, of course, you sent me this video link as part of a webinar that you give that showed all of the steps. And the cool thing is it had a running clock. So you had this running clock up on the video screen, and it showed everything that was being done. And I'll have to say, it's not really one step. For the dentist, it's a lot of steps. But for the patient, it's one step, because they walk in the door, and kind of like one step later or an hour later, they're leaving with a new set of teeth, right?
Yes, there are multiple smaller steps for the dentist to do. The clock that was running in the video was a lifetime clock, and it was very interesting because the total time was 54 minutes, and that included the narration for the demonstration for the videotaping. So it truly is about an hour procedure. Early cases might take a little bit longer. Some challenging cases might take a little longer. And then there are the cases that are able to be completed in about 30 minutes. So it is a denture that actually cannot be told from a full custom denture when looked at by dentists afterward.
Okay, now the 54 minutes, I did notice that you started with the plaster model of the person's mouth, so that I assume that took up the other 6 minutes.
Yes.
Okay, so we're back to about an hour.
About an hour.
Yeah, and your guy looks like he'd done a lot of these and he was pretty proficient. I imagine that somebody like myself might take a couple hours or something, or you know, a little bit longer, but not bad. Still not bad.
No, the first one might take a little longer. Even the second one might take a little longer. But once you're familiar with working with the materials and how the process works, the intuitiveness and the ease by which you learn the procedure will come through, and you'll say, yeah, I get that. I had a dentist call me from the state of Virginia a couple of months ago and said he had started doing the dentures, and he felt that he did something wrong, and I asked him why, and he said it was just too fast.
I could see that. Well, and the thing is it's nothing in your video, nothing that I do doing a Laurel one-step denture is different than anything I've ever done. It's just that I have to do them in this order, and I'm using your product, which these templates that you call them. I think I would call it more like a denture tooth shell. You refer to them as templates because they have the teeth on. And by the way, these are made in America, right?
Yes. All of the materials and teeth are manufactured in the U.S.
Which is really cool. And so it's the expensive teeth. It's the good teeth.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Because usually when you hear about something that's quick, it's also, when I say cheap, I mean it's also low quality. I don't mean less expensive. But like, I know that regular dentures, if I buy a set of denture teeth, or my lab does, they're looking at $125 to $150, and I know from talking to him that there are some labs that you can buy apparently a card of teeth from, we'll say, China for, you know, $1.59. The problem is those teeth are so soft they kind of like disappear within about 10 or 12 months.
Yes, and it was our goal to meet the standard of care for dentures, which is a minimum of 5 years.
Okay.
In the mouth. Beyond 5 years, the mouth changes and some of the teeth do wear down a little bit, but that's normal wear and tear. And we wanted to be certain that we used quality products that would last.
Well, that to me, that was the biggie, because I don't do shortcuts. I don't do anything that's inferior in my office. The way I was taught in dental school, there's one way to do a denture, and it's the right way. Now, what you've done is you've taken the right way and cut out some of the steps by giving us a starting point that's already partly there.
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
That's exactly what we do. We've combined a lot of the steps, and we've taken a lot of the work that would normally be done by a dental laboratory and eliminated it, putting it in the hands of the dentist, who is the most qualified person to define what this denture is going to look like, because it is you, the dentist, and the patient who are face-to-face, and each of you knows what the other's abilities are, and you know what the patient's wants are, and you are in the best circumstance to meet the patient's expectations.
Well, on top of that, we're the only ones that actually have the patient there. We have the lips and the cheeks and the skin color and the color of the gums and their lip line and all that. And the dental labs don't have that.
That's true. And that's one reason why many laboratory process dentures have issues and multiple adjustments.
Right. Okay, now it is called the Laurel One-Step Denture. And I'm curious, where did the word Laurel come from, since that's not your name?
Well, my wife and myself started a medical consulting company, as you stated in my bio, working for medical insurance companies. And her background was outside medical sales, and my background was obviously clinical oral surgery. So we took the two first three letters of our names, Larry and Ellen,
okay.
to make Laurel. And then when we decided to start the denture company, because we saw the need for something like this, and we just decided to keep the name.
Okay, well, cool. As soon as you started to say that, I'm looking at it, and I'm going, okay, L-A-R is for Larry. I bet her name is Ellen, and it was. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So now, we do a Dr. Kvitko's question of the day each week, and we're going to do that in just a minute.
Sure.
But before we do, the lawyers want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, so it is time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. Let me remind folks that the winner will receive free flowers from Vice Number Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. That's free flowers from Vice Number Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Okay, the question of the day is, my guest, Dr. Larry Wallace, invented A, the one-step denture, B, the five-step denture, C, the 10-step denture, or D, he didn't invent anything at all, he's just a neural surgeon talking about wisdom teeth. All right? The winner is going to receive free flowers from Vice Number, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Remember the beautiful smile you had before you had dentures? Do your denture teeth not even look like your natural teeth did? Do you not even recognize yourself when you look in the mirror? Call us at 262-9588 and let us help you turn back the clock.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kvitko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? Porcelain veneers can make your teeth sparkle again, and all in two visits. Interested? Give us a call at
262-9588. Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I do it all.
Okay, hey, Dr. Wallace, we're back. We have people on the lines. We have people on lines 1, 2, 3, and 4. Would you do me a favor and pick a number from 1 to 4?
4.
You want us to go with 4? Okay.
Yeah.
So let's go with caller number 4. And caller number 4 would be Susan. Hi, Susan. How are you? Are you there? Uh-oh, did we lose Susan? Susan, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
I hear you. Good, good. So, hey, thank you for calling. Do you have an answer to today's Dr. Kvitko question of the day?
Yes, it's A, one step.
That's right, one step. Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah, that is great.
And hey, Susan, I always ask folks, what do you do for a living?
Okay.
What do you do for a living? What do you do?
I'm sorry?
What do you do for a living? I'm always curious.
What do I do?
Yes.
I help companies commercialize their technology.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Okay, so researchers then that have a new discovery or something, you help them market it or make it patentable?
Right.
Okay.
It's all of the above. It has to be tangible.
Okay. Very neat. Very neat. My son's a PhD in microbiology, and so he might need your services someday, right?
Is he at OSU?
No. Has to be OSU, huh?
I'm sorry?
No, he's not. Doesn't have to be OSU, probably, huh?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. He'd like to be at OSU. He'd like to live in Columbus with us, but anyway, not right now. So, hey, hang on the phone, and my producer is going to get your information so we can make sure you get those flowers from Vice Denver, all right?
Great. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for calling. All right, and Karen and Judy and John, please call next week. All right, hey, before we get back to the show, I want to remind folks, my wife and I are going to this really cool comedy night. It's called Girls Gone Mildly Wild. It's going to be at Roby's Pub and Patio, 9327 Columbia Road Southwest in Pataskala. So come on out and join us. It's going to be from 6:30 until 8. Doors open at 6. Ought to be a lot of fun. Okay, so let's go ahead and get back to today's topic. All right, so if you're just joining us, we are speaking with Dr. Larry Wallace. He is a board-certified oral surgeon. At least that's what he did in his past life. Now he is the inventor of the Lorel one-step denture. It's a pretty cool system, and that's what we're talking about today. And what it is it allows dentists like myself to make a person a denture, start to finish, in an hour. That means you walk in the door with no teeth, you leave the office with an upper and lower denture. Pretty cool stuff. And by the way, Dr. Wallace, you can do, or rather, I can do people who have a few teeth left as well, right?
We can do some partial dentures.
Oh, I guess I was meaning the people that still had like three teeth left to be extracted.
Oh, yes, definitely. The teeth can be removed and the denture can be made right on the spot. And that's a very, very convenient process with a lot of benefit. Because many teeth blow up and are painful or infected and need to be removed. And yet, nobody really wants to be without teeth. So this allows that to be done in a single visit right away without having to wait for the denture to be made by a laboratory.
Exactly, and I never let my people leave without teeth. I always plan for either a temporary partial or an immediate denture. And so this solves that issue as well. And, you know, you could, so you have somebody that we know, we've taken an x-ray, and we know they have maybe four lower teeth and maybe three or four uppers, and they just can't be saved. They've known for a while they're going to need dentures, but they're dreading it. And so literally they could come to my office, I numb them, sedate them if they want, remove the remaining teeth, and then start the process of the Lorel one-step denture, which means all of the impressions and the things that go along with that. And they can walk in with like four upper and four lower rotten teeth and leave with a beautiful set of teeth.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And if you would like, or the patient would like, you can even place a couple of implants to help stabilize that denture.
Yeah, and I do the mini implants and I do the full size. So if they have a small lower ridge, we could make that part of the original plan.
Yes, and it works out really well. And we will be promoting doing the dentures and implants in about an hour and a half procedure.
Okay, and this would be minis?
Yes.
Okay.
Immediate load. Yes.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah, I love those. There are, if you're not sure what we're talking about, mini implants are about 1.8 millimeters in diameter. They come in different lengths, 9, 11, 13, and 16 is the length of the ones that I use. And basically, they're almost like a little screw. I hate to use that word, but they do kind of like turn in. We do drill a little hole, you know, like a third of the way in, and then we put that down in there. And then there's a little snap that goes over top of these little ball bearing things, and those snaps fit up inside the denture. And it takes two hands to get your denture out, including the lower. And that's pretty cool.
It is, because it allows the denture to be made much smaller, including the upper denture, which can now have no palate, and increases the sense of taste.
Right. People don't realize that if they've never worn a denture, that when you put plastic on the palate, things like ice cream don't taste like ice cream anymore. They taste like milk, I guess. Or, you know, you could burn yourself with hot coffee because you don't know how hot it is until it's too late. Now, what prompted you? You're an oral surgeon. But you haven't made a denture since dental school. What prompted you to get involved in designing a simplified denture technique?
I became involved with this idea when, starting in practice, I would see the devastation that would occur when people lost their teeth. It was physical devastation. It was financial. It was emotional. And I felt that in my second career that I would like to do something to be able to help people and give them back the teeth that were removed. Originally, it was planned to be for nursing home patients who didn't have the access to the dental care that they needed, and it was well shown in the literature that having teeth increased nutrition, which decreased chronic disease level, and increased your health, self-esteem, quality of life, and the ability, not for those in nursing homes, but for other people, the ability to get a better job, to get a better relationship. And I saw all the benefits. So I decided to tinker with that. And it took several years to come up with the actual prototypes that were working, and then a couple of more years with the thermoplastics to come up with the final format. But it all started basically to be able to give back.
Neat. That's very neat. And so it's weird because you used to take teeth out, so you felt like you were the one almost inflicting this, not the pain, but this trapping these people in a state of having no teeth or not being willing to smile.
Well, yes. I mean, I didn't do it unless it was necessary. I was a good surgeon, and patients loved me, but I still saw what was happening and felt that, that I could do something to help reverse that.
Oh, yeah. No, I think this is really neat. Now, you also have a way of working with... Now, some people have that space between their two front teeth. We talked about this a little bit off the air, called a diastema. And there is a way that that can be recreated in their smile, right?
Yes. The teeth are, to a certain extent, customizable. You can create the space in between the teeth. You can rotate the teeth a little bit. We can tint the gingival color a little darker if it's a more natural look. And we can move the teeth around to give the best bite and the best look, the best lip support, and the best speech sounds. And it's all possible with the use of the thermoplastics and the teeth that are already present in the template.
Okay. Sounds cool. Hey, I have a lot more questions for you, but it is time to go to another break. So can you hang with us?
I can.
Okay. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. More with Dr. Larry Wallace and the Laurel One-Step Denture Technique when we come back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us,
262-9588.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il dottor Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows.
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at
262-9588. Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to Dr. Kvitko at AOL.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
I'm going to love you with my hands that show me your teeth. Come away. Show me your teeth. Open your mouth, boy. Show me.
All right, welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We are here with Dr. Larry Wallace. He's calling in from California. Very nice of him to do that. We're talking about the Laurel One-Step Denture, which is something Dr. Wallace has invented. And so, Dr. Wallace, one of the big important things about your denture system is cost to the patient, right?
Correct. We felt that conventional denture systems were becoming quite expensive and out of the reach of many people. And so it was important to me to be able to develop something that really is in the realm of affordability for most people. And I would say that typically, as a general rule, the dentures would be at least half of what traditional dentures would be.
So in general, it's about half price.
Yes.
Okay. And that's really neat. And a dentist can do it at that price and still earn the same profit margin that they would normally earn from a denture because they're using your system.
Yes. Actually, what we've found is the profit margin is often higher.
Really? So even at half price, the dentist earns a little more?
Yes.
Of course, you know, from watching that video, they kind of earn it because they're working their little tail off for the whole hour.
Well, yes, but if you have dental assistants who can help you with some of the steps, it becomes a very low-stress procedure.
Well, that's a good point. And guess what? One of my dental assistants' dad was a dental lab tech. He made dentures and parcels his whole life. He passed away a couple of years ago, but he taught her a lot. So, yeah, I might have to recruit her, huh?
Yes, yes. auxiliaries and assistants can tremendously to the efficiency of the system.
So we've talked about how they last at least 5 years, which is the standard.
Yes.
That's what an insurance company would consider paying for a new one.
Yes.
Also, I'm a Lorel one-step denture provider, but how can people find other dentists who are doing this type denture? Is there a clearinghouse? Is there some kind of a website, or how would that happen?
We have a website that the patient can go to, or the other method that's often used is the patient will go to their own dentist and ask them if they are using the Lorel system. If not, the dentist can contact me and we can get them up and running.
Okay. So the best way would be for them to ask their dentist and the dentist contacts you. Do
yes.
you have a website or a phone number you want the dentist to use?
I do. The website is www.Lorel, L-A-R-E-L-L, dentures.com.
Okay, www.LorelDentures.com.
And my phone number is area code 831-659-9300.
831-659-9330.
9300.
I'm sorry, 9300.
Yes, and the phone number is on the website.
Okay, very good. Very good. Now, the Ohio State Dental Board, and maybe other dental boards do too, require that partials and dentures be marked with the patient's name for identification purposes in case of a mass, you know, like a flood or, you know, like a tsunami or something. Typically, that's something my lab tech has taken care of. So how do you recommend me as a dentist mark a person's name on these? Is there some kind of a little, you know, paper tab that I can incorporate into the acrylic? Or do you just recommend that I take my high-speed drill and kind of carve their name somewhere?
The easiest way to do it is to take a flat-bottom burr, a wide burr,
mm-hmm.
and just create a little channel and then drop in a little piece of paper with the name on it and then put a little clear acrylic right over it.
Okay, and do you sell the clear acrylic?
We do not.
Okay, so I'll have to find some.
Any proprietary clear denture acrylic, we could supply it if you'd like.
Okay, that is something my lab tech would normally do, and since we're kind of doing this without their help, it was just one thing that came to mind that I might need, you know, to consider.
Yes, yes.
Okay, now, the reason that we're able to do this so quickly is you've created these templates, and you said you took thousands, you took measurements on thousands of models that had been sent to a dental lab to have dentures fabricated. And
yes.
you found that these shapes and sizes fell into about five different categories, correct?
Correct. We did set up measurements specifically to what we wanted, went to the laboratory and measured consecutively over 1,000 models of people with no teeth, put them into a mathematical program, and were able to group them. Initially, we were able to take care of about 90% of everybody with this. Once we refined our thermoplastic acrylic, so we have the variability in the templates, we now can basically take care of 98 to 99%. There are still some situations which call for the traditional multi-step denture, and we're not really trying to completely replace traditional dentures. We're there to be an alternative, and it's an alternative for people who have difficulty with access to the dental office, people who have difficulty with affordability of dentures, and other circumstances that might mitigate for having the dentures made and not be the traditional kind.
Okay, so one word of caution to listeners is they may not qualify to receive this kind of denture. We can't promise until we've seen their mouth if it'll work for them.
Correct.
Okay.
Although I will say we will be able to accommodate almost everybody. The person does need to be seen by the dentist to be certain that it can.
Okay. Very good. Well, hey, I really appreciate you being on the show. I think this is wonderful, and I know that I'm going to make full use of it, and I'm looking forward to being able to help folks that are, you know, they need a denture, they don't have the kind of money that normally you would have to spend, and here I can make them a high-quality denture that's going to last and look nice, and they can walk out the same day with a big smile on their face.
Yes, that's absolutely what you'll be able to do, and it is so gratifying and fulfilling to be able to allow and help people to feel better about themselves, to be able to eat, to be able to smile. As one of the big issues that we see with people with no teeth is their hands are covering their mouth and they don't smile. And it's just such a natural part of humanity to be able to smile.
Agreed. Yes.
And we help that.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. Now, let me just remind folks that next week I will have a Dental News Bite segment where I bring you up to date on the latest dental news and information. It's going to be a great show, so don't miss that. Also remember that all of the shows we've ever done are archived by way of podcast on iTunes and dentallyspeaking.com. All right? So go out and make it a great day. Smile at the world, because when you do, it smiles back. Tune in every Sunday from 8:30 until 9. We'll see you then.
This
Bye-bye.
Is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.